This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. Spilled Milk is brought to you by Tonks. Tonks is a subscription coffee service. The quality is outrageous, and it's inexpensive, and includes shipping. Sign up now at tonks.org/milk. That's TONX.org/milk. And they will send you a free introductory bag of coffee. No commitment required.
Woohoo!
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have it.
Today, we are talking about Halloween candy. I cannot believe it's taken us over 3 years to get to this episode.
I can smell the chocolate. And I mean, and today is Halloween, assuming you're listening to this show right after we put it up.
Yeah, I hope you are.
Yeah.
So let's talk first about likes and dislikes.
Okay, absolutely.
So, you know, when you would come home with your plastic pumpkin filled with candy.
Did you have the plastic pumpkin?
I didn't have a plastic pumpkin.
Did you? I don't think I did either. I don't see. I had to call my mother to ask about my Halloween experiences as a youth because I just don't remember anything ever.
I'm impressed that you did some research because I don't really remember anything, but I didn't call my mom.
Okay. So, all right.
So, anyway, so did you carry a plastic bag or?
That's the thing. I don't remember. I feel like one year I had like a paper lunch sack, maybe.
Yeah, that does the job.
Yeah.
I think I probably had like a plastic shopping bag. But anyway, so what were you excited to get? And what were you like, oh my God, I've got to trade this and get rid of it as quickly as possible?
Okay, definitely my number one favorite piece. Like, I think, you know, I had like a hierarchy of like the best down to the worst and like several categories in between. Number one favorite was the individually wrapped, single, full-sized Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's a really strong choice.
Yeah, I mean, that was just like the most perfect thing. And then at the bottom of the barrel would be Smarties.
Oh, man. See, I liked Smarties, but really only the pink and purple ones. And I loved the way that they were kind of concave. So you
like
could
a red blood
sort of,
cell.
Yes, they were exactly like a red blood cell. So you could sort of stick them to the tip of your tongue and they would perfectly cap it.
Okay, but I mean, don't they pretty much taste like dehydrated toothpaste?
No, I mean, I really liked them.
Okay.
But okay, so that said... I really liked Three Musketeers as far as candy bars go. I also liked Tootsie Rolls, which now strike me as kind of a vanilla kind of choice.
They're actually chocolate.
Anyway.
Yeah, I like Tootsie Rolls too. I feel like I would burn out on Tootsie Rolls more quickly than on some of the more candy bar-like things.
I think that my least favorite were those circus peanuts, those sort of orange fluffy peanuts.
Do those, they must still exist. I feel like I haven't seen them since the 80s.
I'm sure they exist. I even kind of looked for them when I went to buy some of the candy today. But I have to say that I settled for my second least exciting candy, which is the Necco wafer. And I know that's a lot like Smarties, but I also have to admit, when I got Necco wafers as a kid, I never even tasted them. I just thought these are bad and got rid of them. So I'm excited to taste them today.
Why do you have to dump on an American classic?
They are made in the USA.
I know this because I have driven by the Necco factory. It is in North Boston. And it is the New England Candy Company. That's what NECO stands for. And so I'm driving in a car with two of my friends who are Bostonians, and we go past this, and all three of us are like, oh, that's why they're called NECO wafers.
Well, what I really like about what I do like in retrospect about the NECO wafer is the packaging. It has what looks to be its original packaging. It looks very 50s or 60s.
Yeah, wax paper sort of reminds me of a bazooka wrapper.
Yeah, anyway, should we taste it?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm tasting a green one.
I can't get mine open. Oh, you know the green one's never going to be the best. You should have gone for, like, the pink one.
It really tastes like toothpaste.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see if I have a green one, and then we can really compare. Jeez, man. Mine are, like, hermetically sealed.
No, that's funny. I thought it was, like, a spearmint kind of thing, but actually when I chew it up, it's more like lime.
Okay, well, I've got a white one here.
White. That's unscented.
Whoa. I expected these to be more like Smarties. They're so crunchy.
Okay, I gotta say, I just tried a black one. It's licorice. I like it.
I've got a...
It's not actually black. It's like bluish.
I think this white one was cinnamon, maybe? I've got an orange one here now. They're so crunchy.
What a strange product.
What? Oh, orange is kind of like a creamsicle.
I feel like this candy dates back to the like soda fountain pharmacy days when there wasn't so much of a divide between pharmaceuticals and candy. They had a pill making machine lying around. You know, people weren't popping enough pills.
Let's put some sugar in it.
Yeah, let's put some sugar in it and see what happens. And out pop these, and an American classic was born.
I'm amazed that people still buy these and that these are still made.
They're gluten free.
I mean, they're not terrible. I mean, But
these are not as bad as I expected.
But they're not as good as Smarties.
Oh, my God, the pink one is terrible.
They're not as good as... Oh, hold on. I'm going to have a pink one. They're not nearly as good as Smarties.
They're not tangy like Smarties. Oh, my God, that's awful.
Oh, my God, it tastes just like X-Lax. I mean, Gas X.
Yeah.
I've never tasted X-Lax, just for the record, but this tastes like Gas X.
Yeah, so like we said, there is...
Pepto-Bismol.
Yes, it tastes exactly like Pepto-Bismol. Probably the two factories share a
but there's a part of me that likes the flavor of those little Pepto-Bismol or Gas X tablets.
Yeah, but doesn't it like remind you of a time when you really needed some Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah.
Spilled Milk is brought to you today by Tonks, and Tonks is a subscription coffee service. So what does that mean? It means you sign up at their website, and they send you a bag of coffee the size of your choice every 2 weeks, and it's a different selection every 2 weeks, but it's always something directly sourced and high quality. And the price is very reasonable and includes shipping. And they actually sent Molly a sample. She's the coffee drinker in the Spilled Milk family here. So what did they send you, and what was it like?
So they sent me some beans called Don Amato. They were really attractively packaged in a clear vacuum sealed little container. The typeface on the package was like that Dr. Strangelove kind of typeface.
I love that.
So it went right. It got me. Anyway, they were really fragrant, really fresh. I made them into espresso. I don't know if that's what I was supposed to use them for.
Oh, but I looked on their website. They said you can use their coffee for espresso or for drip. It works well both ways.
Well, anyway, they were a lot tastier than the beans that I brewed this morning.
Okay. Well, that's the deal. Tonks is extremely fresh. They roast in LA and ship out the very next day. So you're always getting fresh roasted stuff, which tastes better. And better yet, if you use the URL tonks.org/milk, that's tonx.org/milk, they will send you a free 2-ounce trial bag of coffee beans. Absolutely no commitment required. You try it, see if you like it. I think you're going
to
like it.
Yeah, so go to tonks.org/milk. That's tonx.org/milk. Okay, let's eat something tastier.
Okay.
Should we stay in the fruit realm?
Let's stay in the fruit realm.
Okay. So another candy that I was always really psyched to get were Nerds.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I'm a little sad because these little Halloween package Nerds don't have the little slots on top with, you know, like...
They're
not segregated.
Well, they're segregated into separate boxes.
I believe in candy segregation.
That's That's a bold stand.
A candy segregationist. Do you want grape or strawberry?
I would like strawberry because I kind of hate all grape candies.
Oh my God, I want this grape.
But I'll still try it.
I have a feeling this is going to make me drool uncontrollably. Oh my God, I'm so
And while we're opening these boxes, do you remember any costumes that you wore on All Hallows Eve?
As a very young kid, I was Paddington Bear. I had a blue coat, and my mom attached a tag to it that said, "Please look after this bear," or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Oh, this is so good.
These really are great.
Oh, my God. There's so much, like, citric acid in here.
Yep.
I'm salivating like crazy. I just spit at Matthew while talking.
So I do love these nerds. I'm going to eat more of them. I'm sorry. All right.
Oh, yeah. You just did the... Oh, man. So when you were eating nerds, did you pull the little paper tab back and pour it into your hand, or did you pull the paper tab back and put it straight up to your mouth?
I think I would start with the hand and then proceed to the mouth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. These are great.
Oh, my God. This is the best candy. Ugh.
And after you chew up a mouthful of them, you got like this kind of slush.
And it's a little fizzy almost.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a great candy.
So great.
Oh, my God. Did you have like rules? Like, were you only allowed to have a certain number of pieces of candy on Halloween night or, you know, on the days after that? Did you have to like give up your candy to your parents?
No.
Did you check it for razor blades?
I feel like the rules kind of evolved and got more and more lax in my household as I got older. Because I seem to remember that at some point my mom was really concerned about like razor blades and apples and poison candy and stuff. And then that's, you know, people sort of forgot about that for a while. And, you know, when I was younger, I could only have like X number of pieces of candy on Halloween night. And then it was like, you know, have as much as you want on Halloween night. And then, you know, a maximum number per day after that, maybe. Oh, my God. I have so much saliva in my mouth.
Yeah.
From those nerds.
Hold on. Let's taste something else. Should we move on to chocolate?
Oh, please.
Okay. How about Three Musketeers?
Definitely.
Okay. So I didn't ask you, did you have any costumes of note?
Well, this Three Musketeers like gets more smashed than any other candy because it's so airy
inside. Well,
I should tell
you, these have been in the back of my car for a couple days, and I put the stroller in on top of them.
Great.
Sorry.
Okay. Yes, I according to my mom, and I sort of remember this, I once dressed up as a grandfather clock, and so I had like age makeup on my face, so I would be like a grandfather and like a white, you know, powdered hair or something, and then was wearing a pendulum. Really high concept. I bet this was not my idea. I bet this was like, you know, my mom came up with this idea and tried to sell it to me for a few days, and eventually I gave in.
I think that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So Three Musketeers. This really takes me back. This was my favorite candy bar as a kid. Not that I was allowed to have a lot of them, but when I could have one, I would choose Three Musketeers. And honestly, I think part of the reason that I liked it is kind of like you, you know, I liked things plain. Like I didn't like a lot of condiments and stuff. And I think that I kind of thought of Three Musketeers as plain for a candy bar. Not as plain as like a Hershey's milk chocolate bar.
Right.
But it didn't have like peanuts in it or like gooey stuff or...
Do you associate Hershey's miniatures with Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
Because I really liked those also. Except I was never a big fan of the Special Dark. It was always like you... all the crackles would disappear first.
Oh,
I feel like we've talked about this on the show before, maybe. But yeah, the crackles would go first, then the Mr. Good bars.
Mm. You know, this really reminds me of marshmallow.
Yeah, the fluffy nougat.
Mm, I love this episode. We should do this every year.
Okay. Yeah, next year. Okay, we should keep a list for next year. Next year, we're going to have Hershey's miniatures. We're going to have, I don't know, what's the other, what else?
Let's taste some more stuff.
Okay. Okay, so the reason I got this assortment, and can I say, it's kind of weird to be breaking into bags of Halloween candy, not just because, it's not actually Halloween yet, but also because I feel like I experience Halloween candy differently if it's delivered piece by piece into my plastic pumpkin versus like going out and buying a bag of it and just busting it open feels
wrong.
It's like too self-indulgent even for me.
That's saying a lot.
Yes.
Okay. So I see that this variety pack you bought has Milky Way, Milky Way Midnight, Snickers, Twix.
And I bought it specifically with the Milky Way Midnight in mind.
I've never had Milky Way Midnight.
I love the Milky Way Midnight. Oh.
I've never had it. I've only had regular Milky Way.
If you don't like it, the show is canceled.
Mine is oozing.
You want a different one?
No. Okay. I'm fine. I've gotten better about ooze with age.
Milky Way Midnight, I think it works best in the little tiny, I don't know, what do you call it, party size? Because the fun size is like, you know, it's the same width as a regular candy bar, but shorter. But this is like the little tiny square. This is kind of the size of like a high-end chocolate.
Wow, what's going on in there?
So,
break down the Milky Way Midnight for me.
Dark chocolate.
Wow, sticky.
Dark chocolate, caramel, and very, very white nougat. So,
kind of marshmallowy again. It's kind of like a s'more.
For scientific purposes, I have to bite into another one.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, I see now.
See how white the nougat is?
Mm-hmm. Now, why are they calling it a nougat when we both know that's more like marshmallow?
I don't know. I'm not sure if they actually do call it a nougat or if just I'm calling it a nougat unfairly.
I don't know, but it's really nice. And Three Musketeers is technically nougat, I think, or whippy whip.
I don't think I know what nougat is.
Maybe we should do a nougat show.
Maybe we should do a nougat episode. Even this way, I don't think I know what nougat is.
Can we just say nougat a whole bunch?
Can we just say, yeah, we should do a nougat-sode. I once came up with a song called I Invented Nougat, and I tend to go around the house humming this little song about nougat, but I don't really know what it is. I mean, I think I can recognize it, but...
Let's taste Snickers.
Okay.
I know we didn't plan to, but as I was driving over here, I was thinking, I kind of feel like Snickers might be a perfectly engineered food product.
I think so, too.
The way that, you know, Cool Ranch Doritos and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are perfectly engineered food products.
Yeah, and they've done so many Snickers variations that aren't as good, like the peanut butter Snickers and the almond Snickers, which I think used to be the Mars bar. The original Snickers, it can't be improved on in like a Heinz ketchup-y sort of way.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. So chewy. This nougat feels more nougaty to me. It's chewier. Kind of got a powdery chew to
it. It's chewgut.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
much chewing.
For all those listeners who hate it when we make a lot of mouth noises, you try eating a Snickers bar without making a lot of noise.
I hear it. So I think one of these candies in this bag is poisoned. That's how it goes, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't think it was that one, but who knows? So I think we just have one left, and didn't we eat this on the show before?
Yeah. I almost didn't buy it because I was like, Molly, it's just a Reese's peanut butter cup shaped like a pumpkin.
No, it's so much more.
Not going to taste any different from the Reese's peanut butter egg or the Reese's peanut butter tree.
Or the, we already did a bit where we came up with Reese's peanut butter specialties for other holidays, right?
I don't think so.
The Reese's peanut butter
dreidel.
Yes.
This is the most ridiculous pumpkin I've ever seen.
What the hell is that?
This looks like a jelly bean with a tumor.
Oh wow! So these are.
This is not a good pumpkin.
These are the minis of the Reese's peanut butter pumpkin.
Well, they're snack size.
I don't think I've ever had one of these before. Well, I think I've only had the full size.
It's because it has an identity problem. This is not a pumpkin. This is a jelly bean with a goiter.
Oh wow. It really is. Or it's like
a peanut.
It looks like it like a kidney with like, you know, the thing, blood vessels coming out of the kidney here.
Uh-huh.
Kind of lopped off.
Yeah.
It's actually perfect for Halloween.
Inside?
Yeah, I think it's nephron is just Latin for nougat.
We should do biology jokes.
And before
more
you
often.
Write in, I know that there's no nougat in a Reese's peanut butter cup. But I know that there is nougat in your kidneys.
So salty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm salivating again.
Okay, I agree these look stupid and misshapen, but they're still great, even in this format.
Oh, man. This is my favorite episode ever.
Wow. I feel so good now, and I'm going to feel so bad in like half an hour.
We should mention we haven't eaten lunch yet.
No. But, I mean, at least we have a balanced meal going here. Mm-hmm.
We did have some peanuts in the Snickers.
That's right. We're hitting the nerds group, the musketeers group.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkins.
Yep. Uh-huh. Winter squash. Yep. Call back to our second episode.
Okay. Well, I guess we should wrap this thing up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If we're going to get out there trick-or-treating in time before everyone's out of candy, we better wrap this show up. All right. You can find us online at SpilledMilkPodcast.com and on Facebook at Facebook.com/SpilledMilkPodcast.
You can also find us on iTunes, where you can leave us a review if you like chewing noises.
Do you choose to chew goo too, sir? Then leave us a 5-star review, sir. Whoa.
And, my mind is blown.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, the show that's got love in its heart and nougat in it.
I'm Molly Weisner.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
't think we need to be opening the bags on air. I mean, maybe just the little packages. I went a little crazy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Once I got started, I just sort of...
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.